interview with Dan Jocelyn. Well, you've just completed dressage. How do you feel that went?
It was beginning to be one of his better tests, and actually it was very well behaved in there, and it was a nice step up from how his work's been. He just made a bit of an error in the simple change, which is going to be costly, but overall it was a better test, yeah.
This is undoubtedly one of the highlights in the equestrian calendar. For you, do you feel you've come in here the best prepared possibly?
Yeah, these three horses are ready for this event, and this would be a focus throughout the season for these three horses, and also as part of their preparation for something later on in the autumn.
Well, I guess it's a great opportunity, isn't it, with five British championships up for grabs, to bring on some of your up-and-coming horses to compete in this kind of arena and get this invaluable experience.
Yeah, it certainly is very good for them growing up and moving forward for the international classes later on in the season, and it creates a bit of atmosphere here, and you certainly feel it just as you're trotting up into those championship arenas. And like you say, it's good for these horses to experience that earlier on in their career.
And for you personally, Dan, what makes the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing so special, and the fact that you come here year after year?
Well, you know, I've always been a cross-country fan, and I do love the cross-country here with its undulations, and it certainly is a test, and that's been a draw card for me over the years, and I've carried on enjoying it.
I'd like to talk to you about that, because, you know, when you speak to the captain as designer, the terrain here is incredibly unique. What's it like to ride?
Yeah, I mean, it's got some twists and turns, it's got some galloping, but it's also got the drops and the uphills. It does have a bit of everything, and we get a bit used to these beautiful cross-country courses around Parkland with not much else happening bar the jumps, whereas here you just got to cope with a few extras with the trees, the turns, and like I say, the ups and downs.
And tell us a little bit about your other two horses, because it is an exceptionally busy 3 days for you.
So the 2 8-year-olds I have in the intermediate championship, I've had since 5-year-olds, and I've done their whole eventing career to date, and they're both horses that I think a lot of, and luckily I'm able to take a bit of time with them and hopefully reap the rewards next year or so at a higher level.